Buddy, this is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is the radio show that we talk about the Akashic Records. We talk about how they're affecting your life and how the world is being affected. Every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, and including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And so we invite you to call in. You can actually use an 800 number at 888-429-5471. And anybody in the U.S. or Canada can call in to ask their questions about their soul's journey or the soul journey of the planet or other galactic information. You see, everything's held in the Akashic Records, and because everything is vibration and frequency in this wonderful, on this wonderful planet. In fact, in this universe, everything is vibration and frequency, and we are part of that vibration and frequency every time we say something or think something or do something. And that's why every action, word, and deed are captured in that wonderful energy of the Akashic Records. And just for those people who are first listening for the very first time, the Akashic Records, as I mentioned, are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, but the actual word Akashic is a Sanskrit word, meaning primary substance of which all things are made. And I learned how to access the Akashic Records with a specific sacred prayer about 15, 16 years ago. Been doing it ever since. It's my life's work. And I do individual consultations. And if you call in tonight at 888-429-5471, you can get a taste of that. You can also email me information or email a question at info@akashicwisdom.com. I'll say that a little bit slower. info@akashicwisdom.com. You can email your questions. And please include your current legal name. That's where the way we access the files. And I do this work consciously. I don't go into trance. And so this is conscious work. And you can call again, 888-429-5471. So, typically when I do this program, I open my records prior to the program, prior to being on the air, and we'll get downloaded information as a message for those listening. And tonight is no different than any other night. I have opened my Akashic Records with the sacred prayer and do have a message for you all. First of all, one of the things, you know, this is a very interesting week. Mercury has gone direct, as I'm told. I'm not really an astrologer, but I do know about that because people have told me. But what I do know is that this week is all about light. The Jewish holiday of Hanukkah, Festival of Lights, is starting on Tuesday night. And the first question we would ask you is, how are you holding your light? What are you doing with your light? How are you spreading the light on the planet? And how are you making the world a better place because you live here? Because that's part of our mission, you know. Part of the reason we're here is not only to live the best life we know how, to find our pure happiness and our pure joy, but also to help those around us, not because we want to help them from an enabling point of view, but there are service missions that we as humans, we as spiritual beings that came into a human body, have agreed to. And that mission, if you will, that soul intention or that spiritual mission is what we're here to accomplish. And it need not be a big earth-changing thing. what's being said here is it's one step in front of the other. It's making one person's life a little bit better each day because you have lived. Each day, whether it's a smile that was unexpected, whether it was a donation in a Salvation Army pot, whether it was getting a couple of burgers from McDonald's and giving it to a homeless person, whether it was helping out at a soup kitchen or a homeless shelter or helping animals and helping shelter animals. It's about giving of yourself is the way you spread light. So we want to ask you to consider spreading your light in a way that is meaningful for you, because when it is meaningful for you, it will be meaningful for others. So this particular program, in fact, most programs, don't necessarily deal with real fluffy stuff. We deal with real world things that people have questions and they want answers about. This is not about predicting the future necessarily, because within the Akashic Record energy, there are so many possibilities and probabilities that they have to do with free will choice. Excuse me. And we've got 2012 coming up. So we need to make a plan. Each individual on this planet needs to have a plan of how they want to live their life. And again, it doesn't have to be a grand plan. It doesn't have to be about changing the world. It only has to do about changing your life. And it only has to take place one day at a time. You don't have to have a huge future plan. It's like, how am I going to make things better for myself and other people tomorrow? And what did I do today that made me feel good about me? This week is also about rebirth. There's many out there that celebrate Christmas. And the Christmas season is one where everybody tries to be nice to everybody. Seem to forget that sometimes during the year. But we really try to be nice to everybody, and I think it's the old adage of we're afraid of Santa Claus watching us. And the Akashic Records are very much like Santa Claus, because we were taught that Santa Claus, you know, watches when you're good and when you're bad. And he sees you when you're sleeping and when you're awake. Well, the Akashic Records hold all of our thoughts and all of our actions, good, bad, and otherwise. And so we really want to be able to understand that.
Hello? Hello? Yes? No, this is Don. I'm on the air. Okay, bye.
I just got a call, and I didn't need to take the call, but I thought I'd take it anyway, and you just heard it. Anyway, so the other piece I want to say is that we're talking about rebirth. And by the way, if you have any questions or any kind of comments that you'd like to share with us, please call 888-429-5471. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. And so this rebirth that we are talking about this week, the question you want to ask yourself is, what do you need to have illuminated in your life? Because in order for us to rebirth something, in order for us to take a new step toward a new life for 2012, we want to have our lives illuminated so we know what our options are, so we know what choices to make, so we know how to move forward in, at the highest level. So the question you want to ask yourself is, what do you need to have illuminated in your life? And some people really don't know. So the message today about what needs to be illuminated in your life has to do with your joy. You've heard us talk about your joy so many, many times. And what you want to also consider is, this is the time, this is the place, and this is the moment that you need to choose to give yourself the gift of joy, the gift of rebirth. The reason this is so important is because 2012 is a turning place, a turning point for all of us. Now, I know there are many of you out there that may have some fears around what 2012 means. And the reality is, the only thing you have to fear is yourself. You don't have to fear God. You don't have to fear the universe. You don't have to fear the planet blowing up. But the question you need to ask yourself is, how do you want your life to be different in 2012? And what do you need to do in order to be an active participant in that change? You can't win the lottery unless you buy a ticket. You have to take at least some type of action every day that signals to the universe that you want to change, that you want things to be different in your life. One, at least one, if not more, actions every day, but a minimum of one action every day that you have chosen to make your life better, to look at your life in a different way, to take a different course, or even if it's just treating yourself better. Maybe it's just cleaning out that drawer that you haven't cleaned out. Maybe it's saying I love you to someone that you haven't talked to in a long time and could really use it. And you know, we were talking before about how you hold the light and how you're helping other people. Consider that there are millions of people out there at this holiday time that have no one to share it with. They're totally alone, and they're going to spend their holidays, whether it be Hanukkah or Christmas or Kwanzaa or whatever holiday you celebrate right around these times, by themselves. Why not make it your business to bring them something that would cheer them up, just to let them know somebody else was thinking of them? You know, we walk around trying to enhance our spirituality. We really make it our business to take all the classes to expand our consciousness. And one of the biggest ways to expand your consciousness is to consider other people, to do an act of kindness. If you can't do one every day, do one every week. And it doesn't, again, have to be earth-shaking. You don't have to give $10,000. It could be a dollar to the person that's ringing that bell in front of that store that you walk into. It could be if you see somebody who has a sign that says, you know, homeless and need work, or homeless and need food, or homeless and need money, We have them on our streets, you know, our main streets with signs, and there's going to be more of them. Mother out of work needs food for her children. The cost of a latte could feed her kids almost for a day, especially if she went and got dollar hamburgers from McDonald's. Not that that's the greatest nutrition, but, you know, when your belly's hurting, it feels good. You just need a couple of bucks to survive. And sometimes more, I do understand that. But if each person that saw that sign were to give that person a dollar, they would be able to take care of themselves, get themselves on their feet so they can go and get a job. And so we have to ask ourselves, how are we holding the light? What do we need to do to have our life illuminated? And how can we be better to ourselves by being better to others? Love to hear from somebody. Telephone number here is 888-429-5471. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. You know, this is a time also when we start creating our hopes and dreams for the new year, where we sit down and look at what we have, the New Year's resolutions of how we want our life to be better. Well, I got to tell you that anything and everything is possible for you. In the blink of an eye, your life can change. You never know who's going to see you, hear you, or discover your greatness. But first, you have to discover your greatness. I mean, somebody could discover it before you do. That'd be great. But you have to hear what they're saying to you and accept it. And part of stepping into your greatness is learning to receive. So how do you want to step into your greatness tonight? What do you need to hear to help you feel good about you today? What will you listen to and believe? And when's the last time someone gave you a compliment that you really heard, felt, acknowledged, agreed with, and received? How do you take compliments? When somebody says, oh, that's, you know, you have beautiful eyes. Oh, you're really smart. Or what a great smile. Oh, I love your voice. How do you feel about that? Oh, you're beautiful. I love the way you look. I love the way you sound. I love the way you make me feel. I love how you love me. I love how you love yourself. Are you able to receive those kinds of words? Or do they make you feel uncomfortable or self-conscious? Or do you long to hear them because you know they're true? Because, you know, you are beautiful. And you are smart. You do have beautiful eyes. You do have a great smile. And it's time for you to really start looking in the mirror and telling you you love you. If anybody's ever called me, they know that my voicemail message on my private line says for you to tell those people that you love them, and including yourself. That today is the first day of the rest of your life, and tell those you love them, including yourself. If you would like to call and hear that message, you can call 216-691-1233, and you can hear it right now. You won't disturb me. If you'd like to be on my mailing list, you can go ahead and leave your email address. If you'd like a return call from me when I'm off the air tomorrow, I'll be happy to call you. I've been really busy. We've got a special going. For those of you, again, who are listening, you know that I've got a special going for the new year where you can receive a one-hour consultation for half price. It's $72 for an hour consultation or $45 for a half an hour. Depends on what your budget is. But if you would like a personal telephone consultation with me, you can receive one for $72, and you can pay that with a credit card, or you can send me a check. And I do have some slots left for the last 2 weeks in December, and we may, in fact, extend it because we've gotten a great response. The whole point of my work is to help you understand more about what your soul's purpose is and why things have happened in your life. And the whole purpose of working with the Akashic Records is to gain clarity in your life, to help you understand why certain things have happened and why or what your next step is. It's not because the Akashic Records masters, teachers, and loved ones will tell you what to do. No, they won't. But they will give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. In fact, I'm going to be doing a class in Minneapolis, doing a lecture at the Lake Harriet Spiritual Community on January 27th, and that is going to be on at 7:30 in the evening, and that's in Minneapolis. If you'd like more information on that, you can email me, and you can bring your questions. I'm going to be giving some details on the Akashic Records. I'm going to be opening up the records of the group, and I'm going to then answer questions from the Akashic Records. You can bring your personal or global questions and meet me in person in Minneapolis. And then that same weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to be offering a level one Akashic Records workshop where you learn how to access your own personal Akashic Records. And so if that's of interest to you, please give me a call or email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And I will send you information on that. You see, when you know how to work with your own personal Akashic Records, you can open up your personal records with that sacred prayer that shifts the energy to make the information accessible, ask your questions, and journal the answers. And it means you can go deeper into your own beingness, your soul's information, and can give you insight and clarity in every area of your life. You can expand creativity. You can expand your teaching, your parenting skills. You can expand your if you're a musician or if you're a playwright, or if you're a teacher and you want to create a new curriculum, whether you're a spiritual teacher or a regular teacher, you can do all those wonderful things with knowing how to access your own personal Akashic Records. So I strongly encourage you to email me. I'm glad to send you information on it. Again, info@akashicwisdom.com, or call me. You can call me privately at 216-691-1233 or call in tonight. Let's talk. Let's talk about what you need in your life and get some advice or some guidance from the Akashic Records tonight. The call's free, and talking to me is also free when it comes to the radio. And again, you can call in at 888-429-5471. And it's 1127 in Cleveland, Ohio, although I live in Akron now. And I really love my apartment. I really do. So I'm going to give you folks 5 minutes to call in. And if not, I have delivered my message. I'd love to discuss it with you. But you've gotten the information to go deeper and start journaling about what you need to have illuminated in your life. Figure out what your rebirth is going to be in the next few weeks, how you hold the light, and how you're making your life and the lives of others better. And calling in tonight is 888-429-5471. Or emailing me at info@akashicwisdom.com. See that your questions really, really make this program expand. Ask a question, we have a discussion, and it's so much more fun. You create the richness of this wonderful program and this wonderful opportunity. And for those of you who find benefit and would like to donate to the show to keep it on the air, you can certainly donate whatever amount that you feel is meaningful to you. You can donate that on PayPal at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's where you would just go to PayPal. And send it to info@akashicwisdom.com. And we would deeply appreciate anything that you would like to do to help this program stay on the air. That would be great. Well, my friends, I really appreciate you listening. You've got your homework. Hold the light. Make your life better. Make the lives of somebody else better. Decide what you need to have illuminated in your life. What you need to have illuminated in your life. Think about that for the week. And come back and talk to me. Talk to me next week and let's talk about what you decided. Next week when we're on the air, it's going to be Christmas Day. Ah, yes, Christmas Day. A day of love, light, laughter.
Gail from Tennessee.
And we have Gail from Tennessee on the line. Hello, Gail.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in.
You're that good old Eastern time. I'm Central time.
Okay, then. It's a little bit earlier for you, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Have you called in before?
I'm curious. Yeah, about 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay. What are you curious about tonight?
I am curious about what 2012 is going to bring for me and my family. I'm about to endeavor on something still within the pet industry.
Yep, I remember you had some issues with the pets, didn't you?
Right.
Yep.
Right. I've been a groomer for like 42 years. And my hands are getting tired.
Right.
So it's time for me to invent a new entity in the pet industry, and I'm going into gourmet treats and biscuits.
Okay.
That are all organic. So I'm just curious what the Akashic Records have to say about that.
Are you making them, or are you going to buy them wholesale?
No, I'll be making them.
Okay. And are they going to be for cats as well as dogs?
Yes.
I have a cat. That's the reason I asked. I just I just got my cat a couple months ago. So exactly.
Cats need cranberries.
Say again?
Cats need cranberries, and we're going to have a little cranberry treats for them.
Oh, really? Because of the urinary tract?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So would it be good for me to give my cat cranberry juice or cranberry cranberry sauce or what?
Unless you can find it organic.
Yeah.
Because remember, all of this stuff we buy on the shelf has got too much sugar in it.
Oh, right,
not good
right,
for us.
Right.
Definitely not good for them.
Right, for sure. Okay. So we need to. So I need to find organic cranberry sauce or organic cranberry juice.
Right.
Without sugar, right?
Right. Right.
Will my cat like it without
has
sugar?
A natural process. Yeah, but you have to find it organic, which usually you have to find at a health food store.
Well, that's okay. We've got
and
plenty of those around.
The shelf.
But I'm saying is that what do they sweeten it with?
They use natural sweeteners like honey.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. That sounds great. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's
well, I'll have to look that up.
On stevia.
Oh, stevia. Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. So you want to
everything is our process today with corn syrup.
Yeah, that's not good.
Uh-huh.
That I know is not good. But you're asking if this is going to be successful, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How are you marketing it?
I'm going to be doing an e-commerce site on the internet.
I mean, how are you going? Do you already have a list of people that are going that you've got together?
Mm-hmm.
You do, okay. And the thing is that it really has more to do with your choice of whether or not this is your passion.
Right.
Because what I'm also hearing is that you have the ability to be a wonderful energy healer.
I'm going to get to that.
Well, in other words, like one of the reasons why your grooming was so well is because you kept your the energy of the healing energy was coming through your hands. So the idea is
my
you might want to also
out.
Consider. I'm sorry, what?
My hands are giving out.
Right. We're not talking about you going ahead and doing any more grooming. But when you do, when you just do Reiki or healing energy on animals, it doesn't hurt your hands anymore.
Well, see, every time I've come up with a really great idea, I look at it and somebody's already beat me to it in the pet industry.
So what?
So it's something that I would discuss with you off the air, but not on the air.
Okay. All right. Well,
but
all I
have,
want to say to you, and
I
you can certainly do that. You can call me anytime you like.
What I really want to do is set up a whole holistic healing centers that have a holistic vet that comes a couple of times a week. We actually do different levels of physical therapy, acupuncture, massage, this all and treadmills and swimming, all of that for the dogs and cats.
And so what's stopping you? Money?
Money.
But, I mean, you can start small, though, can't you?
Not really, hon. Not for what I'm talking about. But I got money coming, so that's my big deal.
Okay. Well, the
it's
deal is here is that, in other words, like when you say you've gotten a great idea, somebody's beaten you to it. I mean, there's every, you know, I wouldn't worry about that if I were you.
Well, not so much about what I just told you, but about the treat, you know.
Well, I mean, treats, I mean, there's lots of gourmet treats for animals out there, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but I wanted to actually market to the wholesalers where we're distributing to wholesalers.
Well, that's fine, but I'm just, but there's a lot. All that's being said is there's a market. If you've got a good product, then people are going to buy it.
Right.
I personally think there's not enough organic cat food out there, personally. It's very hard to find good organic cat food.
This is not food. These are treats.
I know that. But I'm just telling you, as one of my problems is finding good organic cat food. It's hard to find.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's an excellent cat food.
Okay.
I had a cat that she was a rescue last year, and they had just been feeding her, you know, Meow Mix, you know,
yeah.
one of those over-the-counter commercials. But she started to develop kidney problems so bad that she was losing all the hair on above the base of her tail, and she was running a fever all the time. And
wow.
so I did a detox on her with some special herbs. And then I switched her over to, I took her off that nasty cat food, and I put her on the Natural Balance. It's
oh, Natural Balance.
Bag. Natural Balance, honey. Within 2 weeks, that was a totally different cat, and she's been healthy ever since. And we didn't
but my cat is still a kitten. He's going to be a year old in July. Can he have Natural Balance?
You can use this for cats or kittens. Mm-hmm.
Oh, like the
it's
wet
all
food
natural.
Or the dry
There's
food.
Absolutely no preservatives, no grains in it.
But I'm saying, is it the wet food and dry food?
Yes, you can get wet and dry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good to
know. You don't want to feed cats or dogs too much wet food because it's not good for their teeth unless that's the only thing you can get them to eat. But they need crunchies, too.
Yeah, no, he has both.
Okay.
But I
well,
think he's
a
little
one,
you know. He's not so little anymore, but the idea is they need to eat a little bit more than normal, right?
Up to a year old.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You know, that's what I meant.
And he should start tapering off. He should have, once they reach their maximum adult weight, they start tapering off and they don't eat as much. They can get normal then.
Right.
But the Natural Balance for cats and that purple, don't bother with the salmon and the pea and all that. Mine wouldn't touch it. They turn their nose up at it. But that in the purple bag, when you open it, it smells just like fish.
Okay.
And they absolutely go crazy over it. And they don't eat as much. Their bathroom, you know, duties don't smell like it does on that commercial stuff. It's
okay.
just a wonderful all-around food.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. That should be at a health food store. I can get it, right?
No, you'd have to go to a holistic pet food place, which that's what I intend to do is sell all these, you know, high-end.
Yeah, it's very hard to do
food.
That.
yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
But if you'll go to dog.com,
yeah.
you can order it, and they'll deliver it right to your door.
Then
you can set it up once a month or whatever.
Is that for cats, too?
Yep. Just
okay.
go to dogs.com, go to dog or cat food. It's all listed there. And you
okay.
can order your canned food, you can order the dry food, everything. And they'll ship it right to your front door.
Okay,
now
what I'm saying is it D-O-G-S or just D-O-G?
Yeah, D-O-G. .com.
Okay, great. Thank you. So as far as your business is concerned, what'd you say?
There's a double echo every time I talk. It's repeating in the background for me.
Oh, okay. Do you have your speakers on?
No, I'm just on the phone.
Oh, okay. So the other thing, Gail, is that you have to understand the Akashic Records don't really do a lot of predictions. But they'll give you all the information
mm-hmm.
you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. So what's coming up here for you, though, is how much is in your where is your heart?
Hello?
Is your heart in making these gourmet treats? And can you
yeah.
make enough of them? To make it worthwhile for yourself?
Well, this isn't going to be just about the treats. This is going to be a multi-level thing because I am going for the store.
Right.
You know, the whole package deal. The treats will be part of it. It'll be a doggy deli and bakery. It was inside under one roof with all this other stuff going on, along with all the holistic natural pet products and foods.
So you're going to have brick and mortar as well as a website?
Yes. We'll have a storefront. And we'll have a first prototype, and then the rest will be franchised out.
Very nice. I'm feeling and I'm seeing a big green light here.
Yep.
You know, this is something that needs to happen. There's not that many organic pet food stores out there at all.
Mm-mm. There isn't, because they've already been compromised. They give in to, if you'll notice on the TVs, you don't see Science Diet or Iams or anything advertising very much anymore, do you?
No.
All this, because those of us who know what kind of, you know, in the pet industry, there's no FDA regulation on cat and dog foods at all. So therefore, they don't have to put one human grade quality ingredient in that food. And it's legal.
Huh.
I mean, you know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, we had this melamine thing, you know, that the Chinese were shipping over here, and on, you know, thousands of cats and dogs across the country died from that.
Yeah.
And all of the pet companies were involved. You know, that's like a Science Diet, and I forget which other one it is. Oh, Eukanuba and Iams and all them. They're actually owned by, I think it's Palmolive or Colgate, Palmolive Colgate.
Really?
General Mills owns one of them, yes.
So Iams is not such a good product either?
Pardon?
Iams is not such a good product either.
No, flip your bag over, hon. Whatever you see is the first thing, four ingredients, and particularly that first ingredient is 90%
yeah.
of what the total amount is.
Right,
And it'll say corn, and then it'll say corn gluten. It'll say byproducts. Those are all things you want to stay away from.
Right.
Well, I have Innova.
I bought some Innova. Yeah, no, I bought some Innova.
Innova?
Yeah.
That's good food.
Yeah.
Supposed to be good.
Yeah.
I've just had better luck with the Natural Balance, and it's more affordable for me.
Right, right. So that, me too. In other words, like, but that's what I could find, and so I got that, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think they sell Innova on dog.com also. They have a massive amount of holistic foods on there. They have the regulars, but then they have the natural holistics too.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Up to the consumer, as usual, to be consumer beware.
Yeah,
that's what
exactly.
It's all about.
Wow.
You know? Educate thyself.
Yeah. Well, the thing is an informed consumer is your best customer, you know?
Yeah,
so people who
exactly.
really care about what
here.
They're doing is really going to be important.
Correct.
Right.
I have a book here that I think everybody should read who owns a pet.
Okay.
Do a little promo for this lady. She don't even know it.
Sure.
Food Pets Die For.
What's it called?
Shocking Facts About Pet Food. Food Pets Die For.
Wow.
Yeah, it's by Ann Martin. She's an international authority on pet food. You read
wow.
this book, and it will change your whole outlook.
I sure will.
And this is from one of the experts. Food
huh.
Pets Die For. Ann
wow.
Martin.
Okay, I will definitely
do that.
You know,
they're so trusting and loving, they just look at us and they accept whatever we give them. Unless
well, sure.
it's just really so despicable, they look at you and then look back at the bowl and go, you really don't expect me to eat that now, do you? Wait, you eat it? You want it?
Well, I had bought, by the way, I had gotten this little guy, the wellness kitty, for kittens, you know, the wellness.
Yeah, yes.
And he got tired
That's
of it, and he stopped eating it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. Would you, if somebody cooked you chicken 7 days a week, 365 days a year?
Yeah, right.
Get
I get tired of it
chicken?
For sure. Yeah,
exactly.
Sure.
I mean, we need to. They need variety just like we do.
Right. Exactly.
You know, the cats that I have around here, they eat cabbage, they eat lettuce. Yeah, you are weird cats. They're really weird. Yeah,
I got them some wheatgrass.
They want them.
I got them some wheatgrass.
wheatgrass is excellent for them. You know, you can buy the little kits where you can grow your own catnip, too, and that's excellent for them.
Oh, that's what I should ask. Is catnip, is he too young for catnip?
No. Oh, perfect age.
Really?
You'll
have
a lot of fun watching him go crazy like somebody smoking marijuana.
Exactly. I just didn't want him to. I didn't want him to get a hooked on catnip or something. Okay.
Make sure everything's attached to the walls before you let him start playing in the catnip.
All right.
But you'll have hours of entertainment.
Yeah. He's a great one. That's for sure. Yeah, he's part Bengal.
Oh Lord, yeah, you'll have a lot of fun with him doing that.
Oh, he's a great cat.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hey, thank you.
So,
and anytime,
so
you
say
give me a call
green
if
line.
I can help you privately.
Well, that's what
okay.
I'm feeling too.
Say again.
All right. Thank you.
All right, dear.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye bye. Well, you know, isn't that great to talk to Gail, and she talked all about our pets. You know, our pets are really our eyes and ears in so many ways. The way we treat our pets is the way we need to treat ourselves. You know, we go out of our way to make sure our little loved ones are happy and cared for, and we need to choose to do that for ourselves as well. So I would just tell you that this is the year to move into loving yourself the way you love your pet. And, I mean, because, you know, your pets love you. They love you unconditionally. They love you exactly the way you are, and there's nothing you can do wrong. And, you know, the universe loves you the same way, because we're here on this planet for a reason. And we're here to learn to love ourselves, to move into joy, and we're also here to learn and to make mistakes. But, you know, blowing up a planet or shifting a planet that actually has come as far as this planet has would be a waste of resources. Now, there's many people who believe that the new planet is already created in a different dimension. And I'm not hearing that that's not true. It is true. But for the people who will remain on this planet, and there are many spiritual people that will still be here, because part of our duty or part of our road, if you will, is to help enlighten those around us. So know that there are going to be first waves, second waves, third waves of different people or beings staying and leaving the planet. It's nothing to feel sad about. We know that we don't die. We just change our outer beingness. But it's important for you, if you want to move to a higher level of consciousness, to begin to accept yourself exactly the way you are. And start loving yourself exactly the way you are. And if you don't like certain things about you, don't take the victim road. Don't blame yourself for past mistakes. Come on, get out. Become aware that you can leave all that behind you, but you can't leave it behind you if you're going to keep on doing what you've always done. Because if you keep on doing what you've always done, you're always going to get what you've always got. And if you want your life to change, you have to change first. You have to be willing to invest the time, the energy, and the caring for yourself to be able to move forward. And with that, it's 11:51 here in good old Akron, Ohio. If there's anybody else that'd like to call in, you can certainly call in at 888 929-5471 because I'm about ready to sign off because I love you so much and I love me too and I'm happy to talk to you if you want to talk to me. Otherwise, I'm going to take my little kitty cat and go to sleep. And remember, you can always contact me privately at 216-691-1233. And so I'm going to wish you a very, very happy Hanukkah, a very Merry Christmas. And next week when we talk, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions that are going to come up for the following New Year. Okay. Because we've got Christmas Day on next Sunday and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day the following. So I want to thank you all for listening, and we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Have a miracle-filled week, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be here live next week answering your questions. And feel free to email in the middle. Okay, bye-bye.